Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. It's brought to you by American Arbitration Association. International trade or business dispute resolve faster with the International Center for Dispute Resolution, the leader in alternative dispute resolution around the world, ICDR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law host Jim Grasso discusses a new Treasury Department report, which lays out how the Trump administration plans to overhaul bank rules. She speaks with Nathan Dean, a government analyst for Bloomberg News.
Nathan, what are some of the most important parts of the plan?
So I think the most important part of the plan is the recognition that Treasury knows that they can roll back Dodd-Frank via the regulatory process. And they highlight this report was only for the depository institutions. So it talked about things like capital requirements, the Volcker rule. But what the report laid out was that, you know, we can gut or we can, you know, tweak a lot of Dodd-Frank via the regulatory process, and we can do it without Congress's input. And so I think it's a great blueprint. It can show the path of Dodd-Frank. But remember that it takes the financial regulators to actually implement this, and that's going to take a lot of time.
So tell us some of the major rules that it's aimed at.
So this report really put in great detail a lot about capital requirements and liquidity requirements. So it called for the net stable funding ratio proposal to be indefinitely delayed. It called for changes to how the liquidity coverage ratio is put in place. All these big bank capital requirements. You know, in the United States, there's a lot of banks. There's 8 banks that are considered G-SIBs, and they have this additional G-SIB surcharge. And so the Treasury report said that we're going to ask the regulators to look into this. Now, we expect those rules to be tweaked over time, but you know what? One thing the report didn't do is it didn't say just get rid of the rules. And so this was a very measured and I think reasonable approach to how they're going to tackle Dodd-Frank. But again, the downside to the report is it's going to take years to implement all this.
How is it different from the bill passed by the House Republicans last week?
So the bill that was passed last week is the Financial Choice Act. It was the kitchen sink bill. This was the one that would gut Dodd-Frank. And so there are a lot of elements in here that the Democrats just won't go with. And that's why this bill is dead on arrival when it goes to the Senate. This report said, okay, fine. So we're going to keep Dodd-Frank as it is, but we're going to look at the regulations that have been put in place under Dodd-Frank. And we're going to ask the regulatory agencies, which by mid-2018 are going to be under Donald Trump's influence, we're going to ask the regulators to look at these regulations and begin tweaking things to make it a little bit better. This Treasury report essentially was something that both the big banks and the small banks like. And so it's something that I think the industry expects to happen. It's just going to take a lot of time.
That's Nathan Dean, a government analyst for Bloomberg News, speaking with Bloomberg Law host Jim Grasso. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now, among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, get ready to hear the E word a lot today, in this case, emolument. Almost 200 Democratic members of Congress have agreed to file a lawsuit against President Trump today. They'll argue that by retaining interests in his global business empire, he's violating constitutional restrictions against taking gifts and benefits from foreign leaders. Maryland and the District of Columbia have filed a similar lawsuit.
Meanwhile, the Supreme Court hints it could take action late this month on President Trump's proposed travel ban. Justices are calling to be briefed on the issue by June 21st. Then they could decide the next day whether to hear the administration's arguments against lower court rulings blocking the ban.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.